Chapter 47. Carry this threat into execution. In the excess of his rage, if his arm had not been stayed by a very unexpected apparition, to wit, the male cousin, who, stepping out of his closet, and walking up to old Lobs, said, "I cannot allow this harmless person, sir, who has been asked here, in some girlish frolic, to take upon himself, in a very noble manner, the fault, if fault it is, which I am guilty of, and am ready to avow. I love your daughter, sir, and I came here for the purpose of meeting her." Old Lobs opened his eyes very wide at this, but not wider than Nathaniel Pipkin. "You did?" said Lobs, at last finding breath to speak. "I did. And I forbade you this house, long ago. You did, or I should not have been here, clandestinely, tonight. I am sorry to record it of old Lobs, but I think he would have struck the cousin, if his pretty daughter, with her bright eyes swimming in tears, had not clung to his arm." "Don't stop him, Maria," said the young man. "If he has the will to strike me, let him. I would not hurt a hair of his gray head, for the riches of the world." The old man cast down his eyes at this reproof, and they met those of his daughter. I have hinted once or twice before that they were very bright eyes, and, though they were tearful now, their influence was by no means lessened. Old Lobs turned his head away, as if to avoid being persuaded by them, when, as fortune would have it, he encountered the face of the wicked little cousin, who, half afraid for her brother, and half laughing at Nathaniel Pipkin, presented as bewitching an expression of countenance, with a touch of slyness in it too, as any man, old or young, need look upon. She drew her arm coaxingly through the old man's, and whispered something in his ear, and do what he would, old Lobs couldn't help breaking out into a smile, while a tear stole down his cheek at the same time. 5 minutes after this, the girls were brought down from the bedroom with a great deal of giggling and modesty, and while the young people were making themselves perfectly happy, old Lobs got down the pipe, and smoked it, and it was a remarkable circumstance about that particular pipe of tobacco, that it was the most soothing and delightful one he ever smoked. Nathaniel Pipkin thought it best to keep his own counsel, and by so doing gradually rose into high favor with old Lobs, who taught him to smoke in time, and they used to sit out in the garden on the fine evenings, for many years afterwards, smoking and drinking in great state. He soon recovered the effects of his attachment, for we find his name in the parish register, as a witness to the marriage of Maria Lobs to her cousin. And it also appears, by reference to other documents, that on the night of the wedding he was incarcerated in the village cage, for having, in a state of extreme intoxication, committed sundry excesses in the streets, in all of which he was aided and abetted by the bony apprentice with the thin legs. Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.